pizza, and they're also going to have a
doctor. Well, dude, guys, the leader.
Hey, guys.
Did you bring the...
Ming, Joe's not a girl.
I called you for the first time yesterday. I finally found the missing part of me. I felt so close, but you were far away. Left me without anything to say. Now I'm speechless, over the edge, I'm just breathless. I never thought that I'd catch this love bug again. Hopeless, head over heels in the moment. I never thought that I'd get hit by this love bug again. Out of my mind. I think about your eyes all the time. Beautiful, but you don't even try.
Don't even try.
Modesty is just so hard to find. Now I'm speechless, over the edge, I'm just breathless. I never thought that I'd catch this love bug again. Hopeless, head over heels in the moment. I never thought that I'd get hit by this love bug again. I kissed her for the first time yesterday. Everything I wish that it would be. Suddenly I forgot how to speak. Hopeless, breathless, baby, can't you see? Now I
false start, but here's the real one. Hello!
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
It's 7:03:44 a.m.
Nice. Who are you?
I'm Emma. Who are you?
Nina.
Nice.
What is this?
The clog dance.
Welcome.
Got some pep in our morning.
Yeah, that first song you heard was by the Jonas Brothers, and it was called Love Bug. You're welcome.
Why'd you choose Love Bug?
Well, our theme this week is things with scales. And I will be honest, and I think we'll probably get to this later because we were talking about this earlier, but I had like kind of a trouble putting together this playlist.
Oh, really?
Well, okay, so you said things with scales, and I immediately got very excited because I was like, okay, yeah, dragons. The only thing I think about, the only thing I care about.
Great. Yeah, that's
and then I was like, where is all my music about dragons?
Mine's maybe a little bit more abstract.
Okay.
Or not abstract. It's just like places, you'll get to it.
Okay. I'm excited to hear where you took it.
Also, just the reason that I mentioned that theme is because I was looking at your Bitmoji that you sent me, and I was like...
I was going to get to that also! Okay, yeah. Speaking of how much I love dragons, I also love Bitmoji. Wait, okay. This is going to be really embarrassing because I'm going to say it on the radio, so I'm just going to do it because now I'm starting. But I found a feature the other day on my phone. Like, I just got an iPhone fairly recently for background information for everyone because my old phone was not an iPhone, and it finally broke after, like, 10 years. That's an exaggeration. It was 5 years.
6 years? Thank you.
Anyway, I found the function that tells you, like, the breakdown of, like, the amount of time you spend on the screen of each different, like, app on your phone.
Whoa.
Yeah, I didn't know this existed.
I didn't know it existed either.
Anyway, I downloaded Bitmoji exactly a week ago at this point. I downloaded it on Tuesday at, like, 9:30 last Tuesday because I was in a meeting and I was like, I'm bored. And I downloaded Bitmoji.
But also because you wanted to communicate with me.
And because I wanted to communicate with Emma, who also, background information, loves Bitmoji. This is really becoming, like, quite the wormhole we're going down. I apologize. But this breakdown of the screen time thing was, like, in the last week, like, the last 7 days, was, like, 2.5 or 3 hours on, like, the messaging one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, like, the next time, which seems like a lot, except the next person who showed it to me said that they'd spent 12 hours on the messaging once, and then I felt better. But still a lot. That's so much. Anyway, the, like, next most used one was the Bitmoji one, and I'd already spent, like, 2 hours on it, and I hadn't even had it for a week.
Incredible.
I love Bitmoji. Anyway, my Bitmoji's wearing a dragon suit, like a full-body dragon suit, because that's how I felt well represented by it.
Nice.
I'm so sorry that we went down that hole.
I'm not. I led you there on purpose.
Okay, great.
Push
anyway,
in.
Yeah, I love Bitmoji.
Can I
love
have that
dragons.
In writing?
I love Bitmoji?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have no trouble, like, getting that out of me, but totally. Love Bitmoji, love dragons, things with scales is the theme. Bugs, like, I was thinking of, like, beetles with a hard shell is, ooh, like, kind of scaly. Also, I was just like, Jonas Brothers. Although, I don't think I'd ever really paid attention to the very beginning of that song where they start, like, talking.
What do
they
say?
When it first starts. I don't know. They're, like, all talking over each other, but at one point they're like, hey, Joe's not a girl.
Yeah, it was just,
and I was like, what?
Yeah, I know. I had never noticed it too, and that stood out to me this time as well. I was just
I was like, okay, Jonas Brothers.
I feel like Jonas Brothers just shouldn't talk before their song start, maybe.
They
just
shouldn't, like, maybe, like, talk.
Oh.
Anyway, so that was weird. We don't condone that part.
Yeah.
But bugs and scaly things.
Yes. And I like the idea that there are, like, beetles out there that are just, like, little love beetles who, like, go and, like, give you a little hug or something. Does that exist?
Loving water nerd.
You'll see my next song,
like,
and you'll
so
just
full of love, everyone. Yeah, do you want to play another song?
Oh yeah, I do.
Make it happen.
All right, here we go. Oh yeah.
Hello.
Nina, do you want to play another song?
I would like to. Sure.
Great. Alrighty.
I feel sadness deep inside me in every corner of the brain. It seems you play, to feast, you snack on all the fear that I create. To be honest, to be true, to believe in all I'm telling you. I really hate to be a phony whose own reality ain't true.
attention, please.
Hello.
Again. We're back. 7:11 and 55 seconds.
Nice.
You're listening to WMFO.
In Medford.
Yeah.
We're in Medford.
Yeah, we said Emma was going to play a song and then I played a song, ha. Huh?
Tricked you. We did it on purpose.
Keep you on your toes. It's fine, morning. Gosh, nerd.
It's great. What song do we hear and why?
Okay, well, that song was called Snakes by Cure and the Lesbians, and I thought, snakes have scales, ha, bam.
Nice.
Yeah, that's about it. This was my, I like have little, like, you know how you often, I feel like, do your songs in sets of two, anticipating that we usually alternate every two songs.
Sorry.
No, that's great, but like sometimes you have them thematically
organized. I do in this one.
I attempted that in this week. So my first two were the pair of like animals with scales.
Nice. I like it.
Scaly things.
Okay, should I play a tune this time? Here you go.
If you fall asleep down by the water, baby, I'll carry you all the way home. If you fall asleep down by the water, baby, I'll carry you all the way home. Everybody's gotta love someone, but I just wanna love you, dear. Everybody's gotta feel something.
Down by the water, baby, I'll carry you. down along the creek, I remember something. Heard the heron hurried away. First I breached that last Sunday. Low moon down the yellow road, I remember something. The leaving wasn't easy, all oh, that heaving in my rides. And suddenly it's evening and it's now is not the time. Ooh. Toiling with your blood, I remember something. Being rushed and kissing on a night, second to last. Finding both your hands as second sun came past the glass. And oh, I know it felt right, I had you in my grasp. Oh, then how we gonna cry? 'Cause it once might not mean something. Love at second glance, it is not something that will mean. Honey, understand that I have been left here in the reeds. But all I'm trying to do is get my feet up from the creeks. And I see you. Turn around, you're my 18. Turn around now, you're my 18. Goddamn, turn around now, you're my 18.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the clog dance.
Here we are, dancing. Emma's dancing.
I'm wearing clogs today too.
Nice. So, I'm not. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I got us today. Nice. So we just heard a couple songs.
What were they?
Some tunes. The first one we heard was called Down by the Water by the Drums.
Big loving water nerd. That's what Emma is.
That's me.
I put it in those exact words until this morning, but it's like just really correct. I am correct.
Definition of my personality.
Yeah.
But this, and then the second song we heard was 715 Creeks by Bon Iver, and it's like kind of weird, like, are those Ooh. The like epsilon symbols instead
not
of the E's
sum.
Or the sums? Yeah, I'm not really exactly sure about the Greek letters, but I think those are what those are, maybe.
Oh, it's definitely not called the sum.
But that's
yeah, we're on the same page, I think.
Either way,
this is like E1.
Yeah. Either way, those songs were about water, and you find things with scales in the water.
Nice. Mm.
So that's what I'm not abstract so much as just like things, places where you would find things with scales.
Direction.
Yeah. And I like the water things. So. But I really like the song Down by the Water. It's one that it makes me feel like very like safe and calm, sort of.
That was a tender tune.
I like those. This tea. And then the other song we heard, creeks, they were talking about like getting your feet out of the creeks, and I feel very similarly when there are like fish and everything in the water. It kind of freaks me out to be in it.
I totally forgot so. Fish had scales. You were so right.
Yeah so those were my songs.
Wow, the amount that my brain like really could only conjure up the image of a dragon when I think about scales is like the most. I just was just now being like, oh yeah, fish had scales, duh.
Well, I feel like that's where I thought you were gonna go also.
Cool.
So not in like a like putting you in like one category of only liking dragons, but like I was like, Nina, dragons.
Go for it.
So, do you want to play some tunes?
I do.
Great.
Ready when you are.
I'm ready.
Great.
Thank you. that means no. Where I come from, I am cold, I'm waiting for the day to come. I chew my lips, oh, and I scratch my nose. Feels so good to be a rose. Oh, don't you lift me up. Like I'm that shy, no, 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 just give it up. There are bats all dissolving in a row, oh, into the wishy-washy dark that cannot let go. And I cannot let go, and so I thank the Lord, ooh, and I thank His sword. Though it be mincing up the morning, slightly bored, oh, whoa, whoa, morning without a warning, like a hole. Oh, and I watch you go. There are some mornings when the sky looks like a road. There are some dragons who were built to heaven hold, and some machines are dropped from great heights lovingly, and some great bellies ache with many bumblebees, and they sting so terribly. I do as I please, now I'm on my knees. Your skin is something that I stir into my tea, and I am watching you, and you are starry, 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 and I'm tumbling down, and I check a frown. That's why I love this town. Well, just look around to see me serenaded Ally and celebrated Sally and dedicated Dowerly, waltzing with the open sea.
Hello.
We're on the radio again.
Here we are, WMFO in Medford. It's almost 7:30.
Ooh. I really loved those songs. What were they? They were so peaceful.
Yeah, so the way I was saying before that I had like little pairs of songs,
mm-hmm.
That was my like weird wailing pair. wailing like, not like the fishing kind.
Thank you for the clarification.
Point of clarification. I know everyone was probably on the edge of their seat.
Yeah, I was.
Those two songs, both to me, sounded like probably a dragon like curled up in its cave for the evening, maybe while it's raining outside. It's like, oh, you know what I'm going to like listen to right now? Can't wait to like blast some Jana News.
I think that's what dragons do in their free time.
Yeah, they both seem like dragon-y songs to me. Also beautiful and like pretty melancholy. Anyway, the first one we heard was by Galen Leah, and that was called Someday We'll Linger in the Sun. Also, I was thinking about how lizards don't really have like scales, but kind of have scales.
I think they do, actually.
Like individual scales. Okay. I was thinking about how lizards like scaly bask skin in the sun.
Yeah.
In their scaly skin.
Hmm.
So like we two lizards will probably linger in the sun someday.
One of those days.
The other song was by Joanna Newsom, and that was called Clam Crab Cockle Cowrie, which is lovely. And again, I don't think any of those actually have scales, but like they're not outside that general realm, like crab shells.
That's a form of the scale.
It's like one, like a skin scale.
Yeah,
shell.
It's, we'll go
it's
with
a
it.
Shell. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just thought that was a dragon-y song. More the thing. And then like of her songs, I picked that one because I was like, perhaps adjacent, scale adjacent features. Nice.
Things with scales adjacent.
And yeah,
I like it.
Great.
Okay.
Ready. That's great. You know, that was like a little too much, and I feel really pretty sleepy, so please pump me up.
Alrighty, here you go.
Oh,
radio.
We're here.
And we heard some songs.
Please, please tell us about them.
So, those songs were First Believer by Major Lazer and Showtek.
Loved
and
it.
Second Mermaid by Train.
Nice.
And those songs had to do with believing in like the more mystical elements of the world, including dragons and mermaids and everything that I believe in. Mm-hmm. The Loch Ness Monster, maybe, nice. As well.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
That was that category. That's all.
I loved it. That was great.
Do you want to read us a little PSA?
Oh, I really do. Thank you for reminding me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Learn what you need to know about CAT scans, MRI, ultrasound, mammography. This is embarrassing. And other radiology tests and treatments by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org tells you what to expect from your procedure in a clear and detailed way. Visit radiology.org. Radiologyinfo.org. I'm sorry, that was not my most well-done PSA.
No,
I was looking at me with like very wide eyes and tense face muscles. Oh, sorry.
No, it's good.
Great.
Do you want to play some songs?
Yeah, that would be good.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just some lost.
Beyonce and This Is Us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I like that a lot.
What songs do we hear, Nina?
I just heard two songs. This is my little pairing. The first was called Oh Yeah. The second was called Yes. It was in reference to, so Emma suggested this theme, Things with Scales. Mm-hmm. And my initial reaction was, oh yeah, yes, I love dragons.
Oh, that's sort of like you got out of it and we're like,
I'm breaking whatever
like
number
this.
Wall it is when we're on the radio, yeah. Like 4.5 or something.
Oh yeah, yes, you are.
I don't know. Anyway,
sorry.
That was what that was about, is like my enthusiasm for scaly mythical creatures.
Oh, great.
So yeah, that first song was called Oh Yeah, and that was by Bat for Lashes. Second song was called Yes, and that was by Beyonce. Both interesting songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
My next song is about my enthusiasm for Nina.
Oh, my God.
Just by the name of it, the song.
Is it called Nina?
No. Okay.
I was like, you've already played that.
Yep. Here we go. Bye.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
We're back. We can just play another song. That one was shorter than I thought.
Okay. Yeah, we can
talk. I'll just tell you what
now
that song
we're talking,
was.
So we're
here.
We did it. We're gonna keep going. That song was not called Nina. It was called.
It's called Dragon.
Oh, I feel so touched that was something that made you think.
Not the content of the song necessarily, just the title.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can't pronounce the artist of this one because I think it's just like supposed to be saying London, but it's with the V's instead of the O's. So it's just like LVNDVN. So I don't get it, but that's what that song was first in that the group that it was by.
Loved it. Amazing.
Yeah, so those are my reflections on things with scales.
Me too. Yeah, do you want to play two songs? Great.
Okay,
take away.
I have another one. Bye.
We're going to leave now.
Oh.
Or wait, was that not what you were thinking?
Well, yeah, we'll play another song.
All right, you'll probably hear from us again.
Yeah. Sorry for indecisiveness. Man. Goodbye.
We're back.
It's us. And I have a fun fact.
Yeah, this is really wild.
Okay, so I saw this. I was looking, trying to like relate all of my themes to water sort of, and I was thinking about things in the water that have scales. And this song was called Shark in the Water by V.V. Brown.
Nice.
And the thing that I was wondering is, do sharks have scales? And I doubted myself, but then I Googled it. Sharks have tiny coarse scales called placoid scales, which reduce drag from the surrounding water.
Amazing.
So,
I didn't know that.
Ha.
I love it.
I didn't either, but yeah. So it was valid for this theme.
No, yeah. Hmm. You're golden.
Great.
I loved it.
All right.
Yeah. I think that we're like actually going to leave.
Yeah.
Right?
You won't hear our voices until next week unless you see us in person. And then we'll say hi.
And then say hey. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Sorry, I keep yawning.
No, it's some morning. We gotta get going.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
On the clog dance. Also, quick shout out to my mom. Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah.
She tuned in.
Good morning.
But yeah, we'll be back next week and the weeks after that, too, on these mornings.
Great.
Okay.
The last song we're going to hear is by Wanda Jackson called Funnel of Love, because that sounds like Tunnel of
Love. That
I love
song.
Dragons, and I imagine scaly things living in tunnels, which rhymes with funnel. Okay.
Okay, goodbye. Here we go. Oops.